I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the World Cup's late game, Egypt scored three times in the second half to beat New Zealand 3-1. Egypt had never won a World Cup game. Cape Verde, in its first ever World Cup this summer, had tied Spain in its opener and now tied Uruguay 2-2 on Sunday. Spain was a 4-0 winner over Saudi Arabia. Iran and Belgium tied 0-0. American Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open by one stroke. He was up by six to start the day. Shot a final round 73 in New York. Sam Burns finished second. Oklahoma City Thunder will trade guard Aaron Wiggins to Atlanta. The Hawks reportedly are re-signing CJ McCollum to a one-year deal. The late WNBA game went to LA 98-97 over New York on a three-pointer at the buzzer. The IndyCar winner in Wisconsin was Christian Lundgaard. NASCAR victory for Corey Heim, a part-time driver. And the Phillies beat the Mets 6-2. Kyle Schwarber hit his 29th homer.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
This June, embrace the flavors of the season at Allegretto Wines in Paso Robles. Enjoy the hot weather seasonal wine flight, a refreshing collection of white and rosé wines perfectly suited for warm afternoons and sun-filled days, featuring five beautifully crafted releases that capture the brightness and elegance of the season. Set against the stunning backdrop of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect place to sip, savor, and unwind. Reserve your tasting experience today. Visit AllegrettoWines.com.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Elections Office entering final stage of ballot processing. Paso Robles School Board District offering refunds or replacements for yearbook. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Elections Office has entered the final stage of processing ballots for the June 2nd, 2026 primary. The latest update was released Friday, June 19th, and included a total of almost 99,000 ballots. About 1,800 ballots still remain to be counted. Those that remain are the ones needing to be researched due to damage, stray marks, stains, a signature cure, or provisional ballots. Voters have until 5 p.m. by June 24th to cure their signature if they were contacted regarding their ballot. As of June 19th, James D'Antona and Jimmy Paulding are likely to be the winners of the District 4 and District 2 supervisor race. D'Antona leads the District 2 race by over 1,200 votes and Jimmy Paulding by nearly 1,500 votes. The Clerk Recorder's Office still has until July 2nd to certify the results of the election. All ballot processing activities throughout the canvas are open to the public, and the Clerk Recorder's Office encourages community members to watch and ask questions. Elena Cano said only a handful of people have taken advantage of that right. It's unfortunate, especially in this time of rampant misinformation on social media and beyond, she said. Paso Robles School District offering refunds or replacements for yearbook. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has made several options available for community members who purchased a yearbook. The district is offering a full refund, an exchange for a revised yearbook, a replacement page insert, or a complimentary Bearcat sticker. The page insert will cover and replace pages 60 to 61, where the profane language is located. The Bearcat stickers are designed to simply cover the content on the pages. The profane language comes from two pictures in the Bearcat yearbook containing signs from a student-led protest against immigration customs enforcement. The district also says, quote, "While we understand that members of our school community have many questions regarding the circumstances regarding this issue, state and federal privacy laws prohibit the district from discussing personnel matters or matters involving individual students." The City of Atascadero's 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night will be returning Friday, August 21st, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year, a new route will be in place, up and down El Camino Real and Atascadero. The cruise night starts off on Friday, August 21st, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and will continue August 22nd with the Mid-State Fair Cruisers Car Show, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. Registration for cruising vehicles is now open, and this year will feature a cap of 200 vehicle passes. Mail-in pre-registration will be accepted through August 1st. Walk-in pre-registration will be accepted through Friday, August 21st at 4 p.m. sharp. Registration offices are at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6. The agenda only contains several consent calendar items and one management report. On the consent calendar is an item to purchase the parking space at 5655 Capistrano Avenue or Stadium Park. In the management reports is a proposed update for sidewalk vendor regulations in the city. Sidewalk vendors are defined as any vehicle, wagon, or push cart that is self-propelled or can be pushed or pulled, which displays food. The city's regulations for sidewalk vendors must comply with updates under Senate Bill 635, effective January 1st. 635 adds significant vendor privacy and data protection requirements for sidewalk vendors. It prohibits the city from collecting criminal history, background information, immigration status, or requiring fingerprints for sidewalk vending permits or business applications. The city is also prohibited from sharing identifiable information with federal law enforcement or immigration enforcement agencies. Staff is asking the council for directions on regulating sidewalk vending in the city to become fully compliant with SB 635. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, The Orioles beat the Dodgers 12-1. The Angels over the Athletics 9-7. Rangers beat the Padres 4-3. The Marlins over the Giants 2-1. Reds beat the Yankees 4-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Orioles, the Dodgers will face the Twins, and the Yankees will go against the Tigers. In California news, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Public School District has resigned after 4 months of paid leave. He was placed on leave following an investigation from federal officials on February 25th, where his home was searched by the FBI. On Monday, the school board acknowledged they received his letter of resignation. Law enforcement officials nor the school district were able to provide any further details of the investigation. At the time of the search, the superintendent denied any wrongdoing. California State Workers Union is challenging a new mandate requiring them to return to the office 4 days a week, starting July 1st. Since COVID, office workers have been able to work remotely. Gavin Newsom acknowledged the challenges of returning to office work, particularly with the amount of space needed, but emphasized the benefits of in-person work. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Over the past decade, digital tools have been widely adopted by livestock producers to help them cut down on things like paperwork. But as those tools have expanded, so has the amount of data that producers are expected to keep track of. Terrell Miller, founder of CattleMax, says a real challenge is making sure all that information doesn't just get stored, but actually gets put to use.
They have more and more data, so it was just keeping track of a basic inventory, treatments, purchase and sales. But now, we have carcass data, we have genomic testing data, there's sometimes animal ID and traceability records, there's various other compliance stuff. So there's a lot more records that producers are having to keep up with. So the problem, I guess you could say, has grown with that. But I feel like there's a lot of great tools out there that adopt it. One of the challenges, though, too, is once you've given somebody a place to store all of that data, is you really need to give producers a chance to get more out of it, to leverage that. Otherwise, you've just created an electronic file cabinet that just becomes cluttered and useless over time.
Again, that's Terrell Miller of CattleMax.
Washington's farms and ranches are more than businesses. They're family legacies and the backbone of our economy. At Washington Farm Bureau, we're here to protect that legacy, and that starts with protecting families. Membership gives you access to WFB Healthcare, affordable, comprehensive coverage designed for farm families and agricultural-related businesses. Plus, you'll join a community working to protect farmland, support local food, and secure the future of agriculture in Washington. Find your business solutions today by visiting WFBHealthcare.com. Imagine being part of a statewide community where farmers, ranchers, and supporters stand shoulder to shoulder. Well, that's Washington Farm Bureau. From connecting to local events to advocating for agriculture to accessing savings and resources that make life easier, membership opens doors. Whether you raise cattle, grow vegetables, or simply want to support local food, there's a place for you in Farm Bureau. Learn more at WSFB.com.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Pass Robles Airport. Rising farm labor costs in recent years, combined with depressed crop prices, have pushed California farmers to seek labor-saving technology in an effort to remain financially viable, according to farmers and industry leaders. During the past decade, multiple state laws increased farm labor costs. Since 2016, the state's minimum wage increased 40%, rising faster than inflation and farm revenue. Meanwhile, California phased in an agricultural overtime law, entitling farm workers to overtime benefits when they work more than 8 hours a day or 40 hours a week. Joseph Puckett, vice president of operations at Sierra Gold Nurseries in Yuba City, said the rising costs threatened the tree nursery's profitability. To adapt, the company invested in new technologies to reduce manual labor and make its operation more efficient. This month, where a potting line of 12 people once worked, a robot transplanted rootstock into pots of soil. In place of utility vehicles, autonomous shuttles ferried plants around the 65-acre facility. We've implemented a lot more automation, Puckett said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there's a traffic hazard on the US 101 just south of the Welsona Road intersection. CHP says that they received reports of a homeless male subject in the center divide. CHP has currently has a unit en route. This was first reported at about 8:15 this morning. Again, a homeless man in the center divide on the US 101 North, just south of Welsona Road's intersection, was reported a few minutes ago, and CHP has a unit en route. Traffic report brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s. West winds at 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Southwest winds at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies all this week through the weekend and into Monday next week. Mid-80s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday. Mid-80s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday. 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my bow. Snakes in my case.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mostly higher after the U.S. Treasury Department authorized temporary oil sales by Iran for 60 days. Crude oil prices have moderated. Brent crude at $77 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $74. Bank of America is now predicting the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates by 0.75% this year. BOA says Fed Chair Kevin Warsh last week was less adamant about artificial intelligence having a cooling impact on inflation. The Federal Reserve Reserve has released a statement on the death of Alan Greenspan, who served five terms as Fed chair. It says during his 18 years as chairman, the Fed achieved a sustained era of price stability that supported economic growth and helped anchor the public's confidence in the institution. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in the Tascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Make sure you sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. This will take place Sunday, July 19th, 2 o'clock at Kennedy Club Fitness. And he's been 40 years ahead of the science. You'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and lots more. And that's the learning from the excerpt, the formula for optimal lifestyle, and the seven laws of radiant overall health. And also, something that he'll be talking about is the protein revolution myth. Find out more, go to info@GaryWhiting.com or call 530-410-5270.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Although TV and the movies show the men of the Old West carrying guns and engaging in face-to-face shootouts, as we shall see with today's story, deaths by gunfire weren't normally that dramatic or fair. Sweeney was born in Massachusetts in 1845 and decided to head out west at the age of 23. He ended up in Arizona shoeing horses on the Apache Reservation. Here he learned the Apache language and developed an appreciation for their lifestyle. During this time, as well as Apache who were on the warpath, there were those who helped the military. Because Sweeney knew the Apache language, he was hired to teach the peaceful Apache military tactics to help them fight in conjunction with the cavalry. Sweeney worked so well with the Apache that when the local Indian agent resigned, Sweeney was offered the job. This was quite an opportunity, especially since he started out shoeing horses. But Sweeney was looking at other opportunities. For the last couple of years, he had been investing in silver mines around the Tombstone, Arizona area. One of them, the Grand Central, was beginning to do quite well. So Sweeney left for Tombstone. On June 23, 1878, Sweeney was visiting the Grand Central mine with one of his partners, an Oliver Boyer. An argument arose between the two men. Now, Sweeney was a large man, and he was noted for his skill as a fighter, but he didn't carry a gun. However, his partner did. And Boyer pulled his pistol and killed Sweeney. Boyer was arrested and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Although there were those shootouts that gave the Old West the excitement we like to hear about, the vast majority of people who were killed by a gun, like they are today, were defenseless. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Good food, great friends, patriotic fellowship. Come celebrate 250 years of freedom with the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Join us Sunday, June 28th from 11 to 3 p.m. at Templeton Park for a delicious tri-tip barbecue. Visit with Republican candidates and elected officials. Hear patriotic remarks from District Attorney Dan Dow. Adults are $40, kids are free. Get your tickets at rpsloc.org, paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has made several options available for community members who purchased a yearbook. The district is offering a full refund, an exchange for a revised yearbook, a replacement page insert, or a complimentary Bearcat sticker. The district also says state and federal privacy laws prohibit them from discussing the circumstances surrounding the issue. City of Atascadero's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6. The agenda contains several consent calendar items and one management report. The management report for tomorrow is an update to sidewalk vendor regulations to be in compliance with state law, SB 635. It adds significant vendor privacy and data protection requirements. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Puff of Vice President J.D. Vance on his way back to the U.S. from Switzerland, but not before telling the world peace talks with Iran are going in the right direction, including
permanently ending a nuclear weapons program in Iran.
Adding,
we think even some of those conversations with the inspectors and with the IAEA could happen as soon as today.
And what about the Strait of Hormuz?
It is open.
Fox's Trey Yanks with another reveal from the VP.
The U.S., along with Qatar, will have some oversight over the unfrozen Iranian funds and that some could go to purchasing U.S. farm goods.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the Treasury has issued a temporary 60-day general license allowing Iranian oil production and sales after the productive talks in Switzerland. Great Britain in the market for a new prime minister. Keir Starmer announces he will step down and lead until a replacement is found. America's
looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. We'll get sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s. A couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. And sunshine mid-80s on your Tuesday. And pretty consistent temperatures the next week. Mid-80s on Wednesday, low to mid-80s on Thursday, Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, and a week from today, next Monday. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 58. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, Moonlight Sonata, it's coming up, the second annual this Saturday. And that will take place at Four Lanterns Winery. What is it for? Well, President Lori Nanette Strange, she'll be in. She's with Hope with Ian. That's Inner Awareness Now. She'll fill you in on about that. That's this afternoon, Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we're ready for Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call. On the backstretch, headed for home, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL.
It was Dell and a dealer and a dog named Jake. And
the Morning Exchange.
Cat named Kalamazoo.
KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let's see here on the text. The schools are producing a dumber class of people, quotes, meatheads. Okay, I always have to go to this, though. All right, we see the scores, and we see the, you know, the results and or lack of results and so forth. What percentage can you put it on the parents? What percentage can you put it on the parents? Okay. Get home from school. I know everybody's a little bit different. Ours was, come home from school, you know, get your snack, which a snack would have been mandarin oranges, and then go, get out of the house. You'll do your homework before dinner or after dinner. That was it. It was out of the house doing something. But there was always help with the homework if needed. So, again, the parental involvement in that and so forth. Talking to your kids at the dinner table about things, et cetera, et cetera. All environments are a little bit different. I understand that, but is this all on the teachers? No big fan of teachers. Well, particularly, I should say, the union nonsense. However, the lack of responsibility in parents, I think, is a bigger issue that doesn't want to be addressed because, like in some instances, if you address these people, no, not if you address them, you're afraid to address them as a group. They come up before the council or whatever, and you say, look, things aren't going well or whatever the case may be, the scenario. And you turn around, and you don't have to put all the blame, but you can certainly put it back, push back at them and say, look, you're not doing your jobs. We know this from statistics that more and more kids are coming into the school system unprepared. They don't recognize what an A or a B or a C or anything like that is. The parents aren't helping these kids be learning to be socialized when they're coming into grade school or whatever the heck they call it now. So that's not the teacher's fault. And again, there's no sympathy for me from the teachers, but I think that that's often overlooked. So if you had, say, somebody from the school board or a teacher, whatever, start maybe, in a way spanking the parents, I don't think the parents would like it. I think that they would get angry, like a lot of groups. If you try to tell them what the issue is in your group, but you keep having the same problems over and over again, they're going to get ticked off. And so most people, whether it's at schools, city councils, supervisors, they're not willing to do that. So anyway, just a little food for very little thought. Okay. Also, we have this ongoing situation with this thing called AI. And, of course, AI is shaping the way children learn and think. And convenience doesn't lead to intelligence. Well, Chris, you've talked about that, too. That it doesn't mean just because you click on something and you can come up with an answer and so forth that that's helping you to learn, is it?
Right. AI does most of the work for you. And while you can sit there and read what you're supposed to learn, did you actually learn it? I mean, I remember growing up, people from an older generation would often tell me how lucky I am to have the internet, you know, have all the answers at my fingertip, and regale stories about how they had to, if they wanted to know something, go down to the library, find the book, check it out, read it, yada, 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 which I admit is a lot more cumbersome and work. But compared to AI, even when searching the internet the way I did as a kid, I still had to look for something and interpret it. And AI takes the looking out of it, which is part of the learning process, is looking for the answers that you seek.
Okay, do you remember when you were looking for something that you would come across something else that kind of sparked your interest?
Sparked my interest or was completely irrelevant and useless? Early days of the internet.
Right, but you know, I guess this would be maybe a better way of trying to ask the question. When I was a kid, yeah, we had to do the old-fashioned thing. We had to go to the library. You had to get a library card. And, okay, so, Kevin, you have to do a book assignment on the, you know, Egypt, the Egyptians, okay? So I go down, and I'm looking at, you know, the books or whatever, you know, whatever section, I forget now. And I would see something, another book, and just the name of the title, whatever, it kind of like, oh.
Piqued your interest.
Yeah, piqued my interest, like, or I've heard of that before. I wonder what it is. And, you know, I forget how many books you were allowed, but I'm not saying I would do it every time, but that's how I would come across it. And then, you know, find out that, hey, this is interesting or I don't like it, you know, either way. Instead of what you're saying is, bam, it's right there, nothing else. Nothing on the left and nothing on the right. It's just in the center, and that's what I have to do. Or even with that, you know, with the AI, are you doing much at all?
I wouldn't really say so. AI just kind of handles, I mean, the writing part and interpretation. I mean, you can still interpret things based on what you're reading, but the research part is a huge, huge part of it. It's a skill to read something and get all of the information that you think is relevant from it. AI just does it for you. And it might not even be, you know, information you would think is relevant if you just read it yourself. It'll look through sources and places for information, but it's just not the same. It's not the same as looking at it yourself.
Okay, how much time would you say that it would cut down on the work, or if you even want to call it work, that you have to do?
Significantly, like
half?
Hours, probably half, maybe 70%, 80% even.
Wow, that's pretty, I guess you can say amazing. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It's interesting. Years ago, we had my son was going to school, and they were putting on a Roman play, and they wanted to do a potluck with, like, authentic Roman recipes. So my son, who's in junior high at that time, went on the internet, looked for Roman recipes. Oh my word, you would not believe the number of pornographic sites that came up. The blocker kept him from being able to open them, but he goes, Mom, what is all this stuff? And we laughed about it. So conversely, when you come down and you're searching for things online, what can the kids stumble across that isn't totally related to what they're looking for, and come across one of these sites that maybe the computer system is not set up to block a pornographic site, that they stumble on these things. That was just a comment, we all laughed at it, but it wasn't very funny in the long run when you're trying to look up something and then these porn sites pop up.
Was this a computer that was at home?
Yes, and I made sure we had blockers on it that certain sites could not be opened. But it was an eye-opener, and I think parents and everybody should be aware that, you know, you look up something totally innocent, and you have no idea what's going to pop up on there, and unless parents have some idea what their kids are, or have some sort of blocker on the computers, they stumble across this stuff and expose. And Ted Bundy admitted he stumbled across pornographic magazines, and that's what started him down the road to this awful things he did, which he paid for with his life.
Well, okay, so here's a question. How much should government regulate the internet?
Boy, that's a mixed bag, isn't it? We certainly don't want something like Chinese government, you know, that requests. I think a lot of the, I think pornographic sites should be blocked, but I think a lot of the responsibility is on the parents to try to take care of that as well. It's not just a government issue, because these sites will come up, they'll word it differently or phraseology or come up with a different extension that they'll get through all blockers. But I think talking to your kids, your grandkids, there are things you shouldn't see. As far as government getting involved, I think they've loosened up an awful lot on pornography. I have mixed, it's a mixed bag. You know, where do you draw the line? It's like, to be safe, how many laws do you want passed that infringe upon your rights, but is supposed to protect you in the long run?
Well, let me get Chris in on that. Chris, how the blockers that parents or, you know, any computer system has, how reliable are they?
Not 100%. Right. I don't use them myself, so I really can't speak on their reliability. So there's always something, is my point. But it gets most of the surface level stuff away, I think. But something will always slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't say I know because I don't spend, other than work, I don't spend time on the internet. But. Man, I'm leery of letting the government get another foot in the door.
I have to agree with you. It's that mixed bag thing.
I think just as parents or grandparents, we've been around long enough, and the internet's been around long enough that we need to do a better job of helping to monitor this.
Yeah, and when things come up at a school that are off color, parents should be at the board, at the principal, on that as well. I find it interesting, Kim Komando, which you have on Saturday, her co-host, his kids don't have access to technology. And she asked him about, I wish I could remember what things she asked him if his oldest child had access. And he goes, when she's in sixth grade, we will let her. But here he is, a tech guy, knows a lot about computer stuff and such, and his kids aren't allowed on the internet or have a cell phone. It's an eye-opener.
Well, it is. Again, there's a lot of things you know, kids can't handle at certain ages.
Right.
I know in schools now, they're trying to force-feed all these different types of genders and so forth into kids as young as, you know, second and third graders. It's nonsense.
Well, isn't there a bill coming up about kindergarten, introducing it in kindergarten?
Yeah, I saw something last week about that. I mean, yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Brainwashing the kids and the parents.
Well,
I don't know how you get it over it.
Here's something I thought of when I heard that last week is, why are, particularly in the education, why are they obsessed with sex?
Good point.
You know, boys and girls locker rooms, et cetera, et cetera. You got this transition. Why are the adults obsessed with it?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's see here. Look up Bruce Jenner, Trans Am. I have no idea what that is. All right, there's somebody trying to get in. 238-5775 or text 238-KPRL. Also, tied connected this. What happens when children stop experiencing boredom? You know, it's funny because we had that quote the other day about boredom is something. If you're bored, you know, you should be embarrassed of yourself or something like that. Is, well, see, that's where the imagination comes in. You figure out things to do to keep yourself from being bored. And again, that's, I don't know, Chris, maybe AI can help with that. You type in, I'm bored, what do I do? I mean, I'm guessing it could answer the question, couldn't it?
It could ask for follow-up questions and maybe give you an answer, but whether or not you take that answer is up to you.
Okay.
I know so many people who just say, I'm bored, and then you give them suggestions for things to do, and they never take it.
Right. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. About the IA thing, you know, they can shape what you're reading because somebody had to input the information. And as much as one of the things I see, you know, you were talking about, you know, we used to study at the library or whatever. But before
you
sit down, you'd
hold on. You're cutting in and out. Can you start the library?
Well, we used to sit down and ask our dad or our grandfather information or our teachers. It wasn't just the library. It was the interaction with other human beings. And the whole internet thing has lowered that down. We don't know how to be civil to one another. We don't know how to ask questions and be quiet and listen to somebody else's answer. And I think that's as big a deal as being shaped by the internet.
So the desocialization of us.
Exactly. I think it's huge. We never didn't have dinner at the dinner table. If we were allowed to go out after our homework was done and our chores were done, we could go play with the neighborhood kids, but we had to be home at 5:30, and we were not called. If you walked in at 5:31, you went to your room, you missed dinner. And if the conversation around the table was the most important part of our day, it really was.
Right, because it at least my example was it would encompass what my brother and sister were doing at school, me, and then my dad would bring up, you know, maybe a topic of interest, and that's kind of how I learned politics. So, but we all got involved in it because we were required to be at the dinner table.
Absolutely. And it's back to what you're talking about. It's up to the parents.
You know, don't some things just seem so simple?
Yeah. Well, you know, some things are real obvious. Like I was born a man.
Well, yeah. Or just okay. You know, make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're taking that to school tomorrow with an apple. Okay. I mean, it was simplified. It was direct and to the point. And you would, you know, maybe mom would make it, but you know, mom would eventually. Yeah, you know, look, you've got to do this. You do it before the night you go to school or before you go to school. You're doing this because you're learning. We're not giving you something for free. You're learning how to take care of yourself at a young age.
We were all given chores. You didn't get paid to do your chores. You did the chores or you suffered consequences of not contributing to the family, like not having a meal. You didn't get chores done. You didn't come to dinner. I mean, it was, you know, that's so mean. Well, you know, probably missed two meals in my entire life. I don't think it hurt me any.
Let me see. What did Dad would you say? You're living under my roof. You'll do as I say.
Exactly. And then sometimes it was like, well, I need to explain to my children why I'm telling this. No, you don't. Dad's in charge. He said no. That's it. He doesn't owe you an explanation. He's the boss. Or she's the boss of being mom.
Well, there's two sides to that to me. But the point is, you'll eventually figure out, you know, like don't get into this because you know the rules and so forth. But as you get older, you'll understand why dad or mom set such rules.
Right. I wasn't really talking about a junior hire. I'm talking about when they're three.
Oh.
I don't want to have a discussion with my 3-year-old grandchild and explain to them why I said you can't do that. Because they're not going to understand it. They do it because I said so, period. I'm the authority figure, that kind of thing.
Oh, boy. No, I'm just thinking about myself. All right, sir.
Does it sound like you?
I was going to say, you unfortunate soul, you. All right, we're out.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. County Elections Office has entered the final stage of processing ballots for the June 2nd primary. About 1,800 ballots remain to be counted, which need to be cured due to damage, stain marks, signature errors, or are provisional ballots. Voters have until June 24th to cure their signature if they were contacted. City of Atascadero's third Hot El Camino Cruise Night will be returning Friday, August 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year will feature a cap of 200 vehicle passes. Mail-in pre-registration will be accepted through August 1st and walk-ins through August 21st. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, coming up this afternoon, I have Lori Nanette Strange. She is the president of Hope Within. It's Inner Awareness Now. They have an event coming up this weekend. You'll find out all about that in Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Okay, thanks for everything. Enjoy your day and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.